This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. Today, I'm happy to welcome guest reviewer Shirley Snavey. Shirley is the Executive Director of Vision Maker Media, whose mission is to empower and engage Native people to tell stories. Vision Maker Media offices are in Lincoln at the NET building. Shirley is an enrolled member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe of South Dakota. Shirley, welcome to All About Books.
Thanks, Pat. I'm happy to be here.
What did you bring to review today?
A book called Good Friday on the Res, A Pine Ridge Odyssey by David Hugh Bunnell. Well, let me tell you that Vision Maker Media does documentaries with independent filmmakers all over the country by and about American Indians and Alaska Natives. We feel strongly that Native people are the ones that are most qualified to tell our stories. So when I looked at this book, I thought, oh, please, not another white guy telling me about his road trip to Pine Ridge. But Good Friday on the Res really is not exactly a story written by an outsider. He's a white guy, to be sure, but he grew up in Alliance, Nebraska, a western town south of the state line from Pine Ridge, and home to a number of Native people. But primarily, Alliance is a cowboy town. When Bunnell was a child in the 1950s, signs were still posted that read, "No dogs or Indians allowed." Like the South, there were separate restrooms for people of color. His dad ran the weekly newspaper and subsequently knew just about everybody in town. The creed of a journalist to seek the truth certainly impacted Bunnell's life and his recollections of living in a small town near a reservation. I grew up in Flandreau, South Dakota, north of Sioux Falls and home to a small band of Dakota Sioux. Wounded Knee, the takeover, happened when I was still in high school, but that event had lasting impact and changes in my life, just as it did for Bunnell. He does a great job of laying out the issues and the small but dangerous role he played in the occupation back in the 1970s. In fact, I'd say this is a road trip novel, and it's also a history book maybe in disguise. He contextualizes how this reservation came to be one of the poorest areas in the country. From the 1868 treaty and the Great Sioux Nation to early reservation life and the events that shaped the course of history. Why did he travel to Pine Ridge on Good Friday in a rented Volkswagen that he's named via VW? To see an old friend. On the way, he visits many familiar places and laments the way things were when he was young. Hay Springs, Rushville, White Clay, Porcupine, Sharp's Corner, and Kyle. He covers 280 miles in a day. Bunnell's chapter, White Clay, 12,000 cans of beer on the wall, gives a history of this notorious Nebraska town, which is now dry thanks to a recent decision of the Nebraska Liquor Commission. He writes, "After 10 more miles of glorious rock formations, tall grasses, chokecherry bushes, towering pine trees, I find myself in the armpit of Nebraska, Skid Row of the Plains." He writes about the four liquor stores and a town that used to have a much more prosperous economy, more diverse than just beer sales. Bunnell meets many interesting characters along the way, stopping here and there for a cup of coffee. He traveled from Berkeley, California. I bet they brew a much finer cup of mud out there than they do in western Nebraska. His search for Perrier water comes up short, but he finds his friend's favorite, Dinty Moore stew. He comments about the Lakota's love of canned foods in the context that many homes still lack electricity. Fresh produce is anything but fresh, and like many poor areas in rural America, access to quality food is scarce and expensive. The friend he visits was once a student of his during the 1 year he taught on the reservation in the 1970s. Only 1 year because he challenged authority one too many times, or actually several times. Vernell White Thunder is his friend, and he travels far to see him, the patriarch of a large family, an entrepreneur living very much in the present but honoring the ways of his ancestors. It's been 6 years since they've seen each other. Turns out they started a buffalo herd together and met Jane Fonda when she was married to Ted Turner. Turner may own more buffalo than anyone else on the planet. That got me to wondering, how did an ex-teacher come up with enough cash to fund buffalo business? I didn't find that out until I finished the book. Bunnell was a tech pioneer in the publishing business, the career he started after he left the res. He was on the ground floor of Personal Computing, PC Magazine, and Macworld. He worked with Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. Here's the deal. He died of cancer last October, 6 months before the book hit the newsstands. So this project and visiting his old friend was for his bucket list. It's an honest assessment of his life in western Nebraska and South Dakota. It's not preachy. He doesn't even come close to portraying himself as the great white savior. It's a road trip book with many interesting diversions on the way. It's a way to honor an old friendship, an old way of life, and the people on the reservations that are making their way for their families.
Thank you, Shirley. How did this book come to your attention?
Jeff Smith, who's sitting in the other room, the engineer, who's been a friend of mine at NET for a long time, said, Shirley, maybe you want to read this book and review it for All About Books. Mm-hmm. I said, he's been trying to get me to do that for a number of years.
And now here you are.
Here I am.
We're so glad. We're glad you
finally are.
What kind of books do you typically choose for your own reading?
I read a lot of books about Native Americans because that's my business. And we get a lot of books that people send us.
Sure.
And so I like to do that. I also have two grandchildren, so I'm always looking for young literature, young reader stuff. And I do about an equal amount of fiction and nonfiction.
Historically, would you say you were more of a fiction reader previously? I know in the last 10 or 12 years, it seems like more nonfiction is being written, and there seem to be more people transitioning from fiction to nonfiction.
You're right. I just read whatever, you know, people give me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I seek out certain authors all the time. Like when Sherman Alexie has a new book out,
sure,
it's always on order.
Mm-hmm.
When I like to read books about women history, too, so I've also read a number of those. But of course, Louise Erdrich, I'm always looking to read her stuff, too.
To see what her next one will be.
Yeah.
Now, are you somebody, Shirley, who when you start a book, feel like you need to finish that no matter what your opinion or thought is about the quality of the book?
No.
You'll set it aside if you want to?
Right. It's rare. It's rare that I do that. I usually finish the books. Sometimes it takes me a long time, but I always have something going.
Mm-hmm. So there's something that you'll be returning to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I find that I often will give a book a second chance. And often the second chance works better because I know what I'm in for, and that seems to help.
The next book I'm going to read is on Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, sure.
I got this book at a PBS conference. They were giving them away in the swag bags. And so I took it home, and I was really happy because I know my father loves that era.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited, and it's his birthday, so I let him know. And he says, oh, I love that book. I already read it. And I'm going, oh, really, Dad? You read this book?
Fine. Well, Shirley, thank you so much for being my guest today on All About Books.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
The book Shirley Snavey reviewed today is Good Friday on the Res, A Pine Ridge Odyssey by David Hugh Bunnell. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online when you visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.